Hainsbury, a town that, while supposedly dark and mysterious, is more irritatingly abnormal than anything else. But I guess that's usually the case, isn't it? Just when you think something is harmless, you suddenly find yourself backed into a corner, hoping for a way out.
Oh, it's too early for this.
Nate! What do you think you're doing? We nearly had the investigators with that last plan, so I bet this is the one that gets them. We need all hands on deck!
What's the point? You're not gonna listen anyway.
What was that?
I was going for a walk. I think I just need some air.
Oh, well, that's just great. Why don't we all take a break while we're at it? Then we can just stay here forever. I mean, this is just one big vacation, right? That's why we've been spending our time in this damp, dingy excuse for a backwater town.
Sorry, Dee, but I am in desperate need of some space. Maybe for once I can talk to someone with as little resemblance to you as possible.
Well, hello there.
Hi. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
That's all right, hon. I'm rather skilled at hiding in the shadows. I am a witch, after all.
Oh. A witch? You mean like the ones who have that little business a few houses down? They make good chamomile tea.
Those traitors! I'm no longer affiliated with them. To be honest, I'd do much better as a free agent, better in the lives of any interested parties I happen to find, all on my own time.
Must be nice.
It can be at times, yes, but it can also be very taxing, especially when there are certain nosy interlopers threatening to undermine me.
Heinous investigations?
How do you know?
They have a less than stellar relationship with my sister.
Oh, so you've done your fair share of enterprising as well. You and your sister, partners in crime, taking what's yours?
More like she does the taking, and I get yelled at a bunch. I think I'm supposed to be doing the dirty work, but half the time she gets angry at me and just does it herself.
Ooh, so you've got it rough all around, huh? I would not want to be in your position.
I don't know anyone who would.
You've got a real sad way about you, you know that, hon?
I guess.
Well, you know what? Anybody who has to put up with those prying, pretentious investigators deserves a break. It's like this. With all of the nonsense I put up with these days, I've conjured a way to give myself a reprieve. Plus, it's not a bad place to hide from the authorities from whom I may or may not have recently escaped. Again.
Oh, that's... Should I keep my distance right now?
You said yourself. You're as much a criminal as I am, which is why I can trust you enough to give you a special look at my little hideaway. I'd say this tree here is as good a place as any to tether it. I'll only be a moment.
It's a mirror?
A magic mirror. Hoping to do those old stories proud. All you have to do to get to my secret paradise is pass through it. Now, I know portals to other realms may be a bit fantastical and incomprehensible to some, but you needn't be.
No, I'm very familiar with this kind of thing. So, I just step through here, then.
Yes.
You know, I can't say I really make a habit out of befriending witches. But it's nice to find somebody who's not afraid to show a little empathy.
Of course. Guess you could say we're sort of kindred spirits, shall we? The name's Lavinia, by the way.
Nate, nice to meet you.
Ah, perfect. That's another dagger down. Only 27 to go. God, I love blade sharpening day.
Think you can make some time for a coffee break?
I think I can. Thanks.
It's a privilege.
Shut up.
Hey, can I ask, why does your blender have a giant lock on it?
Hey, Miriam. Are you still busy?
There's your answer. No, Orville, I'm on a break. What do you need?
It's not me. Rachel was looking for you. She insisted I take her to you in person for some reason.
I told you. I am the leader of the junior investigators, and you're my bodyguard.
Sure. That.
Hi, Mom. I wanted to ask you, can we... Dulcie!
Hey, Mini-Miri. How's it going, Rachel?
Very well, thank you very much. Benji and I thought we could do some junior investigator training today. Can we, Mom? Maybe Dulcie can show me how to do that thing where she does the backflip off the roof and unbreaks her legs.
Oh, I think that's a bit of a specific-to-me thing, Rach.
But my mom says that if I try hard enough, I can do anything. Like, literally, I mean. I've got this power that'd help me do that.
Well then, sounds like a plan. How about we meet you and Benji outside in an hour?
Yes! Thanks, Dulcie!
That was fast.
What was fast?
Isn't meeting the kid the kind of thing that happens later in a relationship?
Maybe it is when people make a big deal out of it.
Exactly. Miriam was upfront about it, I was cool with it, and Rachel's a sweet kid. What else matters?
It just seems like having a child in your life would be a serious issue.
Right, because you're such an expert on serious issues.
Yeah. Isn't the general consensus around here that you tend to run away from those?
I'm working on it. I'll get that.
Yeah, I bet you will. Hey, so, this isn't a big deal or anything, but maybe check with me next time before you invite my daughter to jump off roofs?
Yeah, okay, sorry. I just thought that with all the wild stuff that goes on around here, you'd be a little more forgiving with that kind of thing.
Well, I'm not. Sorry.
You know, we've still got an hour before we spend time with the kiddos. What do you want to do?
I can think of a few things.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. But I have to warn you, we might have to take this one very seriously.
Hey, I can take it if you can.
Okay.
Am I interrupting?
Ah, crap. Ugh.
Yes, Orville. You are interrupting.
Sorry. I just wanted you to know that was the sheriff. Lavinia escaped jail. Again.
Carlton already put a search party together?
Yes.
Good. Let them handle it.
But...
Orville, I know she creeps you out.
There's irony if ever I heard it.
But, trust me, the scary old witch isn't going to hurt you. If anything, she's probably messing with some random, clueless rube as we speak.
Huh. So, this is your secret escape? It's a little sparse.
You don't have to beat around the bush with me. It's an empty white void.
Yeah.
If you take it at face value, what it really is a realm of endless possibility.
You've lost me.
All right, I'll cut to the chase. This mirror space is shaped by whatever the user wishes. The only limit is your imagination.
Oh, like a blank canvas.
Exactly. Here, let me show you how it works. I happen to be in need of some refreshment at the moment. Ah, there we are. Instant relaxation. Care for some sweet tea? It's nice and cold.
No thank you. The hammock was a nice touch.
Why, thank you. Now, why don't you try something?
Oh, no, I don't...
Oh, come now. This world only attunes to those who have the strongest will to control it. Your sister and those investigators can try to stomp you into the dust,
but I think you've got some fire in you. Why not let it out?
Well, I guess I could use a snack. Huh. That is pretty neat.
A sandwich?
Yeah, a PB&J. I haven't had one in months. Delia hates peanut butter. I was not risking bringing it home. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know what I'd really want?
What?
So, okay. I have to admit, the place Delia decided on for our evil lair is a little less than stellar. If I had a say, I'd want something big, like a fortress or something.
Is that so?
With turrets and maybe a moat? But maybe also not so cold and unwelcoming. Like a pillow fort.
Now that is impressive. What are you gonna call it?
How about Fort Magnificent? I think it has a nice ring to it.
It certainly does. Nicely done. It's a surprise that this is your first time manipulating a fantasy space. You're natural.
Oh, well, I guess it comes from years of disassociation. My sister's antics can be a little completely terrifying sometimes. But it's nice to have a chance to cut loose a little.
Couldn't agree more. That's the whole appeal of this place. Unimaginable power is great, but especially when you can use it to vent your frustrations. In fact, well, you can see now that this is a somewhat valuable commodity of mine. I can think of a million safer places for it than up against a tree somewhere. You couldn't judge me if I were to shuffle it along to a more secure locale.
Hold it! Is this going to involve some kind of harebrained scheme?
Not at all! Perish the thought! I mean, unless you'd be interested in that sort of thing.
I'll let you know after I add a catapult to the fort.
Hello? Whoa! Benji, come look at this!
What? Ooh, nice mirror.
I know, right? Mr. Henriksen probably ordered it. We've still got a little time before junior investigator training. Let's use it to play dress-up.
Aw, man, Rachel, do we have to? I thought we were going to use my chemistry set to make edible detergent pods. It was going to be so efficient.
I'll let you wear the top hat.
The one with the giraffe print on it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm in.
Got it. Hold the door, please, Benji.
No problemo. Rachel, we're not going to carry that upstairs to your room, are we?
Sure. Why not?
Well, it's a big mirror, we're children, and superstition dictates that if we drop that thing, it's 7 years bad luck. I can say with certainty that the biggest thing I learned since I moved here is to be wary of superstition, even if it makes no scientific sense.
I guess you're right. I've got it! I can... Oh, but the last time I tried to use my powers to move something, I ended up kinda, sorta, making it disappear. At least until it showed up again the next day. I'm pretty sure Dr. Quaid still hasn't recovered from fishing his inhaler out of the toilet.
So, what should we do?
Oh, I know! Calling all junior investigator bodyguards! Oh, Mr. Orville!
You called.
Can you levitate this mirror upstairs, please?
Please!
Okay. Where did you two get a mirror?
Hello there.
What are you doing here?
Oh, look! It's that lady who definitely wanted to destroy us via corrupt witchcraft. What was her name again? started with an L, I think? Lydia? Lillian?
Lavinia Lavin.
Oh, yeah. I heard she was around again. Didn't think she'd come here, though. That's funny.
Huh. You're not frightened?
Why should we be? We defeated you, remember?
I sure do. And I bet we can do it again. Let's get her!
Nobody's getting anybody. Now get behind me.
Well, I never! First the children disrespect me, and now you, sweet Orville, won't so much as trust me. Consider me completely and utterly distressed.
I have every reason not to trust you. You almost killed us.
Would you believe that I've seen the error of my ways?
No.
Oh, well, so much for decorum. I guess we'll have to conduct this little reunion by force.
Don't even think about...
Hey, is everything okay in here? I thought I heard... voices? Hello? Huh, nobody. Except a mirror I've never seen before. I don't think so. Jenny!
Oh, Liza. Hi, have you seen Orville anywhere? He borrowed my copy of Pride and Prejudice and hasn't given it back yet. And if he thinks he can keep me away from Regency drama and get away with it just because we're together, then he's got another thing coming.
Well,
now that I've found it, I am not letting it go.
Ginny! I don't know where Orville is, but I at least have a guess where he's been. Any idea how that mirror got in the house?
Oh, wow, that is so gorgeous. Who do you think made it? That filigree is beautiful.
I don't know, but maybe we should take a closer look.
Darn. It's times like these I really wish I could see my reflection.
Did you hear that?
Uh-huh. It sounded like voices.
I think we need to call in some reinforcements.
That was unpleasant. You kids okay?
Yep.
I think the grass broke our fall. It's soft.
And extremely green. Those chloroplasts must be working overtime.
Actually, it's just magic. Plain and simple. Now, where were we?
Please send us back home now. I don't want to have to fight you.
Oh, I would be beyond pleased to see you try, although you might find it a bit difficult.
Whoa. Are those giant people made of pillows?
Yes, yes they are. Don't let their softness fool you. They can pack a wallop. Now y'all can come quietly. That especially means you, Orville, sweetheart. Or we can have a little pillow fight. Decision's yours. Well?
Please don't call me sweetheart.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Come on, Orville, you can take him.
Yeah, why else would I appoint you as the official junior investigator bodyguard? We believe in you.
Okay, we'll come with you.
What?
Aw, man. But Orville...
And that's all we're going to say about it.
Good choice. Now let's be on our way, shall we? Ooh, I'm looking forward to showing you around my little realm. It's in especially good form today, given a special guest of mine. He's been so willing to fix the place up, I've barely had to lift a finger. It's been bliss.
Funny to see someone as controlling as you, happy about someone else being in charge.
Now don't get things twisted up, Orville dear. He may be working the magic, but I'm the one pulling the strings.
Somebody else using the magic? Well, that explains why everything is so bright and cozy. I don't think you could accomplish that if you tried.
Why, you?
Very true. I'm fairly certain those willow trees are made of yarn. And everything smells like lilacs. not matching Miss Lavin's foul personality at all.
You two brats better shut your traps before I... No, not now, Lavinia. Better to wait.
Wait for what?
You'll see soon enough, hun. Maybe I could allow myself to use a little magic just to speed things up. This landscape is a sight for sure, but it is a trial to get through.
Hold on, kids.
Mr. Orville, we're not helpless, you know? We're capable junior investigators. Right, Benji?
Actually, I believe we might be at a disadvantage here. And as such, please don't let go.
Here we are, Fortress Sweet Fortress. Impressive, isn't it? If a tad odd.
Benji, I think I have some notes for our next fort.
I left my notepad in the real world, but I am taking avid mental notes.
What I want to know is who made it.
So glad you asked. Open the gate! Of course, he had to pick the highest possible room in the entire place to settle himself. My delicate constitution was not made for so many stairs.
You could have just teleported yourself up here.
I would think that you, of all people, would know that power has limitations. And yet, I find such naivete incredibly attractive.
Ew.
Tell me about it.
If the peanut gallery is quite finished, we're here. Children, Orville, allow me to introduce...
Nate?
Oh, that's right. You've already met. Silly me.
Well, if it isn't Heinous Investigations. Lavinia asked me if you could stop by. I wasn't too happy at first, but now I've gotten a handle on this whole infinite power bit. I think we could have some real fun here. What do you say?
Rachel! Rachel, Mija, where are you?
Rachel! Benji! Come on, kids, this is only a little bit funny.
No, it's not funny at all.
Okay, got it, jeez.
Miriam? Dulcie? Oh, thank God, we were just about to go looking for you.
We think we found a magic mirror.
That's great, guys, but we're a little busy right now. Have you seen Rachel or Benji around?
You don't think?
I really hope not.
What? Don't think what? If you two don't start talking...
Mary, I'm pretty sure they're trying to say that this has to do with the mirror. So I suggest you take a minute to get your head on straight and check it out.
You call worrying about my daughter not having my head on straight?
I do, if it gets in the way of us actually finding her. Okay, Liza, let's take a look at this thing.
We heard voices coming through it. We were thinking it was some kind of portal, but we didn't want to check until we had some backup.
I could try, but then again, I can travel through mirrors no matter what, so...
I've got it. Ugh! Yeah, I'm gonna say you two are right on this one.
I am not going down without a fight!
You're being melodramatic.
That's Orville!
But who's the other voice? It sounds familiar.
Does that matter? The way I see it, anybody out to get my man is in for a world of hurt.
Rachel! Ay Dios! Don't worry, honey. Mommy's coming.
Miriam, wait! And she's gone.
Oh, crap, Miri. I swear, if this is gonna be a thing with her, we may have to talk about the definition of the word overreacting.
Wait for me! This time, it's personal.
Well, here goes nothing.
Ah! Woo! Hey, wait for me! Geronimo!
Thanks for adding the slide to the fort, Nate. The kids are really enjoying it.
Oh, well, you know, like I said, in a situation like this, you've got to have some fun.
Okay, Mr. Smith, we're ready to come back up now.
Okay, what'll it be this time? Trampoline? Hot air balloon?
Giant slingshot!
Fine, but only if you wear helmets.
Obviously. Far be it from us to ignore proper safety procedures.
You got it.
Woohoo! That was awesome! Let's go again!
Why not? You've only gone a dozen times already.
You know, you'd understand how fun this is if you took our offer to join in.
I told you, you darling girl, that I would not be going down that assault on my beautiful mirror realm without a fight.
I still think you're overreacting.
You know, dear, little squabbles such as these are the foundation of many a tempestuous relationship.
Please don't call me dear. Hey, Nate, is there any chance you can conjure us an easy way out of here? I'd prefer to distance ourselves from Lavinia as soon as possible.
But you can't! Huh! Nathaniel! Nate, hon, you wouldn't do that to me, right? Not after I invited you into my personal haven, which I in no way had to do, right?
Well... Okay, here's what I'm thinking.
Hey! I can see my mom out there! And Dulce, and Miss Jenny, and Liza!
What?!
Yeah, they're in that field where the portal lets out. Good thing we found them with this telescope Nate made for us. Now this is a real fort.
Oh, he did he?
Well, you said we could do anything here, and...
And?
And? You never said that your grand revenge scheme involved hurting kids. I did not agree to dragging kids into this.
If you can call them kids. Those two are little monsters, that's what they are.
Hey!
Okay, rude.
Lavinia.
What, Orville? What else could you possibly say to wound my pride and ruin what should have been a sweet bit of revenge?
You were definitely planning on killing us.
Oh, there you go again. All you ever do is hurt me.
Lavinia, come on. You said that this was supposed to be a peaceful place. Why don't we just take a minute and...
And you! You truly are a disappointment!
But...
I give you all this power and your enemies on a silver platter and you show them kindness? I never should have invited you into my realm.
But I...
It's no wonder your sister walks all over you. You are pathetic.
I have had enough. Pillow minions, seize Miss Lavin.
Ha! You think they'll listen to you? Wait, what are you? Ah! Let go of me! You walking pincushions! You can't do this to me! This is my world!
Not anymore.
But my magic!
You said yourself the world attunes to whoever has the strongest will to control it. That person is me.
What the hell is this?
My best guess? Whoever's behind all this just got really angry.
But if Orville and the junior investigators are here, what does that... I mean...
Rachel.
You traitor. You will rue this day if it's the last thing I do.
Somehow, I don't find that all that threatening.
Come on, while they're distracted. This is our chance to get out of here. I need you two to quietly move toward the door.
But can't Rachel just try and warp us home?
I think I need to know where here is before I can figure out where home is, Benji.
Kids.
Well, sorry for trying to suggest a better option.
I need you to be.
If it's such a good option, why didn't you suggest it when we got here in the first place?
Quiet.
Oh, right. I almost forgot you three. Just where do you think you're going?
Crap. Nate, you were going to let us go anyway, so why not do that now?
And let you go back to the real world to get the rest of your team and ruin everything? Fat chance.
I never said we'd do that.
You didn't have to. I know how this works. I finally get to call the shots, and the new investigators get in the way. Well, not this time. Pillows, take the witch and the investigators down to the dungeon. Which I conveniently just conjured up.
Okay, I'll admit that now is a good time to finally fight back.
Yes!
Huh. You're doing something counterintuitive to what I want. I feel like this would be one of those times where my old friend Carlton would say some incredibly cheesy thing to make you stop. Now, what word is that again? Oh, yeah. Freeze.
Hmm?
Orville!
Don't worry. He's still alive. I'm not a monster, you know. But if I were you kids, I'd do what I'm told from here on out.
Which way to the dungeon?
Good choice. Pillows, move them out. Please.
Don't you think for a minute that I'm gonna let you get away with this. There's a storm coming, you hear? A storm!
Huh. I guess she is kind of like my sister after all. Ugh, now that that's taken care of, it's just a matter of getting rid of the rest of those intruding investigators. This is my world, and I'm not gonna let anyone take it from me.
Hey, fellow investigators. Want to help support the show? Feel free to follow us on social media and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content. Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of Dio Garner, David Manuele, Emily Folger, Elena Garcia, Tuan Nguyen, Bryce Riffle, AJ Somerville, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Naomi Park, Jamie Forney, Matt Lundquist, and Jessica Castro, with a guest appearance by Angie S. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Thanks for listening, and happy investigating!